John McNulty's name came out of left field last night. An email was sent around at around about 7 p.m. saying that his was the name that would be going forward. So in effect, I mean, this by-election as such to the Shannon is a foregone conclusion. So he will be a senator. We believe that by-election is going to take place today, and that's why his name is forward. But you know, there might be some delay in that regard. So he will become a senator. I suppose the rationale is he'll replace Denny McGinley on the party ticket at the next general election following Denny's departure from the junior ministerial ranks. He signalled that he wasn't going to run in the next general election. That's the second time that he's announced his retirement. People will recall that he said that before, and he came back. In this case, you'd look at John McNulty's electoral record. You'd have to say hardly a sterling performance in the local elections back in May. 800 odd votes. Only 40% of a quota, coming 10th in the sixth seat, Donegal, electoral area on Donegal County Council. So, you know, nothing spectacular there in terms of showing any sort of an electoral base from which you'd say, yeah, that a Dáil seat can be won there. But obviously, the party hierarchy have seen something else.
And if John McNulty does become a senator, it may upset other Fine Gael members here in Donegal. We have the party whip in Donegal County Council, Barry O'Neill. He's also based in Donegal South West.
Yeah, he had a fair shot in the Pearse Doherty by-election and didn't fare terribly well on that occasion. So I think a degree of faith failed in him. In effect, this issue about who the candidate would be to replace Denny McGinley in the southern end of Donegal, you know, it's gone back almost a decade now. A number of different people have been tried out. I mean, I recall hearing of various different candidates coming forward who the party believed were the future there, and you know, it has never worked out. And I mean, the sheer fact that Denny came back from, you know, effectively announcing his retirement before the 2007 general election and came back to run subsequently, you know, shows that there was obviously no candidate available at that particular point in time. He served as he's regarded as an Enda Kenny loyalist. He's very widely popular within the party. You know, nobody had any quibbles or complaints during his service as the junior minister for the Gaeltacht. So you know, he's certainly a loss, and he's very definitely leaving a gap. You know, whether this latest plan to fill that gap works, I suppose we won't know until the general election in 2 years' time.